Chapter 24. On the first day of the week, however, they went very early to the tomb, bearing the spices they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the memorial tomb, and when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were in perplexity over this, look, two men in flashing clothing stood by them. As the women became frightened and kept their faces turned to the ground, the men said to them, "Why are you looking for the living one among the dead? He is not here, but has been raised up. Recall how he spoke to you while he was yet in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be impaled, and yet on the third day rise." So they called his sayings to mind, and they returned from the memorial tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. They were the Magdalene Mary and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James. Also the rest of the women with them were telling the apostles these things. However, these sayings appeared as nonsense to them, and they would not believe the women. But Peter rose and ran to the memorial tomb, and stooping forward, he beheld the bandages alone. So he went off, wondering within himself at what had occurred. But look, on that very day, two of them were journeying to a village about 7 miles distant from Jerusalem, and named Emmaus. And they were conversing with each other over all these things that had come about. Now as they were conversing and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began walking with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. He said to them, "What are these matters that you are debating between yourselves as you walk along?" And they stood still with sad faces. In answer, the one named Cleopas said to him, "Are you dwelling as an alien by yourself in Jerusalem, and so do not know the things that have occurred in her in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" They said to him, "The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who became a prophet powerful in work and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers handed him over to the sentence of death and impaled him. But we were hoping that this man was the one destined to deliver Israel. Yes, and besides all these things, this makes the third day since these things occurred. Moreover, certain women from among us also astonished us, because they had been early to the memorial tomb, but did not find his body, and they came saying they had also seen a supernatural sight of angels, who said he is alive. Further, some of those with us went off to the memorial tomb, and they found it so, just as the women had said, but they did not see him." So he said to them, "O senseless ones and slow in heart to believe on all the things the prophets spoke! Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And commencing at Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them things pertaining to himself in all the scriptures." Finally, they got close to the village where they were journeying, and he made as if he was journeying on farther. But they used pressure upon him, saying, "Stay with us, because it is toward evening, and the day has already declined." With that he went in to stay with them. And as he was reclining with them at the meal, he took the loaf, blessed it, broke it, and began to hand it to them. At that their eyes were fully opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from them. And they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning as he was speaking to us on the road, as he was fully opening up the scriptures to us?" And in that very hour they rose and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, saying, "For a fact the Lord was raised up, and he appeared to Simon." Now they themselves related the events on the road and how he became known to them by the breaking of the loaf. While they were speaking of these things, he himself stood in their midst and said to them, "May you have peace." But because they were terrified and had become frightened, they were imagining they beheld a spirit. So he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why is it doubts come up in your hearts? See my hands and my feet? That it is I myself. Feel me and see. Because a spirit does not have flesh and bones, just as you behold that I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they were still not believing for sheer joy and were wondering, he said to them, "Do you have something there to eat?" And they handed him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before their eyes. He now said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all the things written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and psalms about me must be fulfilled." Then he opened up their minds fully to grasp the meaning of the scriptures. And he said to them, "In this way it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from among the dead on the third day, and on the basis of his name repentance for forgiveness of sins would be preached in all the nations, starting out from Jerusalem. You are to be witnesses of these things. And look, I am sending forth upon you that which is promised by my Father. You, though, abide in the city until you become clothed with power from on high." But he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. As he was blessing them, he was parted from them and began to be borne up to heaven. And they did obeisance to him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God.